thing on and let it go. Oh, and it's going to whistle at us. It had little felt pads down here, and the rascals are filled with iron oxide. When that happens, they scratch. It whistles like that. There, that'll fix it. Well, let's see, as I have it here, Ted in Custer City, Oklahoma. And I guess this is the 17th of April. Well, all we do is visit.
That's good.
This is really a rather crazy thing. Oh, I'd like to know what rooms you have in your house.
The number or the...
Just what they are.
Well, we have a living room. Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know about the basement, or just the upper part.
Oh, upper part. Is there anything upstairs?
Yeah, we have a... It's not finished, but we have a full upper part of the house.
Uh-huh.
Could be made into three bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a full basement except under the porch in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
With a storm cave to the southwest corner, outside under the house.
Do you have much need for those here?
Well, no, not a whole lot, but when a fella needs them, he needs them.
My wife has an aunt in Elk City, and every time there's a cloud, she heads for hers.
A lot of people are pretty goosey. We've never had a storm right in here, and my sister at the city had a new storm cave made the other day, and she's pretty happy about it. But we've never went down. Jesse's went down this time or two, but I've never went down. But it's there.
Okay. Well, I wish we had one. You were over in Stillwater when we had a mess there, didn't you?
Yeah, we went over to that, over to the neighbors there.
Uh-huh. Boy, that's handy. I like that Keith Rossander.
That was about as boogery of clouds I ever saw, too.
They were up there, too, wiggling around. I don't know. I'm not concerned about myself. I feel that I can always get in a ditch or something like that if I see one. But
the women and children, something like that, but it's different.
How did you heat your house when you were a boy?
Oh, with wood.
What'd you burn this in?
Oh, just a heater and a cook stove. That is, we used the cook stove as part of the heat and just a wood heater.
Mm-hmm.
Used some coal, but mostly wood.
When did you carry your coal in? Anything special?
Well, you mean into the house, old buckets.
What took care of the smoke from the cook stove?
It was the chimney, the flue.
Was this made out of metal or bricks or rock?
Well, from the stove to the brick was a stove pipe, you know, a tin stove pipe, mm-hmm. so big round. But then up through the house would be a brick chimney.
Mm-hmm. Would this come from the ground on up?
Well, It would start up about so high, about 4 or 5 foot from the floor, and then take off. Some of them went clear down, mm-hmm. but most of them didn't. Ours didn't.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever burn logs in a...
We never had a fireplace.
They weren't common here?
No, not too many fireplaces. There's a few in the homes around now, the modern homes, but the old-time homes, they didn't use... Hardly any fireplaces. There's only one that I knew in the country.
What did you call the bottom part on the fireplace?
Well, I suppose they'd call it the grate.